Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
She goes on a first date. First date. And the dude hands over a list of 78 things he's looking for in a woman.
78.
Oh, we asked for that list. And she gave us said list. And we are going to go through that list after your entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I know that some people call their partner daddy for intimate reasons, but this interview came to me from the Shade Room on Bernie Mac's daughter's podcast, which, by the way, it's literally called that. It's the name of the podcast. It was an interview, very on the nose.
She's a Nepo baby and owning it.
Yes. It's her brand.
Yeah.
And so comedian and actress Monique was interviewed by her, and she says that she doesn't think it's interesting, but I find it very interesting. She has a very unique reason for why she calls her husband daddy out of the bedroom.
A lot of black women would say, why do you call him daddy? Because he's raising me. He's raising me. My father probably stopped giving me what I needed when I was around 13 years old. So now you got a woman that's 13, and now I'm 35. And now I got a bunch of money, what we consider to be a bunch of money. Let me just be real clear about that, okay? Now I got this money. Now I'm taking care of everybody. Who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna make me grow up? But when that man, when we were just best friends, and when we got together, this is what he said to me. He said, when we were best friends and you were married to other men, you were not my responsibility. You were my sister, but not my responsibility. As my wife, you are my responsibility.
I found it very Freudian.
It's a unique mindset.
It's unique for sure.
Not one I share. My husband does take care of me. I would not say I'm his responsibility. Nor would I say he's raising me. I know at times we joke, like, you know, there's two kids in the house, myself and our toddler, for sure. And I get that and we crack the jokes, but to be sincere, that I feel like that is a unique take. I'm not sure how many other people out there share that same take, but not one that I share.
Well, one thing we have learned about Monique is she is indeed unique, and This is no different of a situation. But you know what? That's what works for her. If she feels like her actual father did not step up to the plate, and that this man did, and she chooses to call him daddy for it, though it may not be my cup of tea, who am I to tell her that that's not the way she should live her life? Do you think?
Is this her way of saying I have daddy issues?
Yeah,
I think so. To me, does nobody else hear how unhealthy this is? Like, to be in an intimate physical relationship with somebody that you almost view as a father figure?
Yeah.
I mean, if she's happy, that's one thing. But I really do think that's something you got to hash out with a mental health professional, because It sounds like there's some deeper issues there, which understandably, if you felt abandoned by your father at 13, it is completely understandable why you would feel this way. And honestly, I don't blame her for finding herself in this position, but I definitely don't think it should be normalized, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't. It's when she says, who's going to check me? Like, I do feel like you have to check your partner in the relationship, lovingly so, to keep you grounded. And there's like a level of support there. And I would say, that's the way it comes out, is like, who's going to check me? Like, my husband, for lack of a better term, checks me, but we have an understanding, and I will check him. Like, if I think he's, if I don't like the way he's talking to somebody or something like that, be like, hey, let's reflect and dig deep and figure out why we're doing this. But I'm never going to call him daddy. That is not going to happen. Hail to the nana.
Papa?
Huh?
Papa?
Not papa.
Padre?
Not poppy. No. No father. Yes. Oh my God. Those
bots.
No. He is babe.
Nothing will kill a marriage faster. If you find yourself in a place where you rely on your partner to constantly check you or raise you, you need, and I'm not saying this to be mean, you need therapy because you should be checking yourself. There is a balance there, but nobody wants to sleep with somebody that they feel like they have to parent. No. You know what I mean? Like if I have a husband and I'm constantly having to help raise him, I don't want to sleep with somebody like that. No. I want an equal partner. And I feel like it might work for now, but down the line, you're going to find there are problems in the marriage.
No, I completely agree. There is no bigger turnoff than feeling like you got to mother somebody's son.
Mo.
Yes.
Has a woman ever called you daddy?
Kristen with the real questions.
Yes.
Yeah. And how'd that make
and
you?
I have no kids. So I should tell you something.
Did you like it?
To be honest, yeah. I'm not the biggest fan.
No.
It feels weird. Yeah. I never was the guy. I mean, I know a lot of men who like that. That's their thing, but it always made me feel weird, a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know in the kink world that some it's a thing for people. I respect it. We don't kink shame here, but the thought of somebody calling me mommy in an intimate environment. No, thank you.
No, ready.
This Bravo couple says they're trying to work things out. So why was her husband getting cozy in public with his Dancing with the Stars partner? It's on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.